My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin has Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado Scammer, on the ropes over fake profiles. And is Davin an assassin? Listen and enjoy.
Hey, it's Johnny Rock and Roll Ray. Stab it. Keep him as a chicken.
We're not going to
fire him from the hen house.
He's just walking across the keyboards now. It's awesome.
The wife's happy. The band leader's happy. Joe's finally leaving some eggs to go with the produce and canned goods in the bed.
Everybody wins.
Consider it done.
Zap Joe, chicken.
It takes a while. It might happen on the LIE when you're driving home, but it'll happen.
Your blog is taking a while because I'm typing it with a beak.
but
the spelling's better.
Wow, Audacity works really good with the beak.
Joe, could you come over with some biscuits? We need to have a meeting. All right. This is silly. This is a silly show.
Yes.
We're journalists, damn it!
Investigative journalists.
How screwed are they really, really do a better job at journalism than the professionals?
Oh, my God.
And they go into a chicken joke 40 minutes later.
We did it at the time. We're doomed. America is so screwed. If we're your best, last hope, just move. Move to Belgium or someplace. You're screwed.
Move to Ghana.
Oh, don't say move to Belgium. We have a listener that's from Belgium.
All right, move to the Netherlands.
All right, good.
Maybe the listener's perfectly nice and wants somebody in Belgium.
Well, you know what? The listener is perfectly nice.
All right, sorry. Didn't mean to piss you off. I won't turn you into a bird. Let's move on.
Sorry about that.
DJ Ninja.
We got to run the ropes, man. What are we doing?
Joe's already editing this a year from now.
I'm directing now.
Who knew this is what it would take for Joe to be so involved?
Trying to make my life easy in about 7 months.
There's nothing wrong with that, Joe. I go, if I told you what was coming, I could be killed.
Yeah, future Joe, I'm helping.
Present Joe seldom does. If I told you what is coming, I could be killed. I'm not supposed to be even telling you what I have. Mm. I'm not supposed to know what I know. I sent you that article about the Australian. Do you really think the Western governments are going to sit back and let their citizens continue to fall victims to organized crime and terrorists and small crime rings and lone wolves? Do you really not think the families of these peoples have not infiltrated these crime syndicates with their own assassins? Money buys friends.
Wow. Oh, my God. Now, if you weren't freaking out already.
Once again, there's another third person tonight going, nah.
Everybody's going, this guy's really a creep. Craig scared us, but this guy's out of his mind.
I bet
me and Craig could actually have a nice conversation together.
When do you bring up the anal rape? I mean, it's coming any second.
Don't jump the gun.
Oh, no.
Joe's thinking, I don't know if we could put anal rape, or, you know, I don't know.
He's signing because it's like edit and cut right there. Shut up, man.
Well, if I'm at a minute 58, it's going in. Throw a stinger on, I go back to the movie.
So she goes, I will have to stop talking to you because you could have me killed. I said, no, I can have you spared.
Ooh, oh. Smart. Smart.
Smart.
And this is all going, this aren't emails. I don't have time to sit with this. I'm actually doing this as it's going. Yeah. She goes, I go, there's a reason Belinda is alive long after she revealed herself to me. I've done a lot of good for various military groups. I have sacrificed my time and efforts for their operations. This curries me some favor. This curries me some favor. With the private assassins, at least the ones I know of, I have made their bosses a fortune in the past. They have gotten rich off my talents. And this goes back to the porn thing that we alluded to many months ago. I go, how'd you get Belinda's information? I do not believe you stole it. She goes, I'm afraid of you.
That's what the lawyer was going to say. That's what the lawyer said when he hung up.
Evan, is that you?
Afraid of you.
Timothy?
Pull a stump off the side, stupid. I'm afraid of him.
I'm afraid.
But I really don't get mad.
No, but they're afraid that you get even.
I like that.
I know.
My wife is screwed. She should have married better.
Well, we've told him.
But I'm sure you have.
She won't listen.
She goes, I'm afraid of you. I go, that was not my intent. My intent is I need you to work with me to stop all of this. I do not want to see you harmed. Help me. Help you. She goes, I told you everything. What else should I say? Unfortunately, you've told me that before, only to reveal later what I already know. Do you want me to believe Belinda had nothing to do with those fake profiles, except for the Agnes Arete? Where she used Julie Love? Holy fuck, I forgot. It all ties in.
Yeah.
She goes, and at this point, Marge, we still had doubts with the Julie Love.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, that's true. I go, how'd you get Belinda's real identity? Do not lie. We're past that point, you and I. She goes, what do you name by real identity? Do you mean her pictures or what? You there? I go, her name. In May, there was a profile that you now admitted to creating that uses the name Belinda Abbey. Her story is she told you her real name this past January. Something does not add up. The truth will come out, and it is only a matter of time. But my patience is waning. So once again, help me help you, and do not mistake me for some Mugu. I think I've proven I know much more than is convenient for you.
Oh. He should call you Mr. Magoo.
Really? Really? Yeah.
Mr. Magoo.
Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
My God, you turned me into a chicken.
Mr. Magoo! Chicken. Mr. Magoo, chicken run around my word. There's a lawyer, I believe.
Journalism and Mr. Magoo impressions. You got it all.
He's Mr. Magoo Guy Pan.
Yeah.
Funny.
I love those little pancakes.
Yeah. That's Mushu.
Oh, Mushu.
Ugh. Even when you do good, you screw
poetic
up.
Poetic license.
Really?
Yes.
Poetry and license.
Yeah, I'm
now
sorry.
Now we'll break while we all laugh at each other.
Don't make
pardon
me turn it.
Pardon us, stupid.
Stupid idiot.
Oh, it's August of 2012 all over again.
We never left
Oh,
there.
You know what? It is.
I know.
It is.
She goes, right now I'm confused. Maybe we should talk later. I go, that's fine. But the clock is ticking. Belinda and I are due to have a very serious and important conversation soon. The clock is not my clock, Mavis. I can send you the link of what I'm talking about, but you really just need to be honest. Real honest. Not he will never know that honest, or he will get mad honest. Lives are at stake. Richard loved you. That means something to me. Help me help you and him.
Now, my whole thing, I always say that it takes a turn and then it takes another turn.
Yes.
Is she's scared to death. We'll talk later. You want to know something?
She's got to get the boss.
But, you know what? Maybe, but if she sounded that scared, I'd start spilling the beans right now.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.